Hi there. The word for you today is, don't run out of steam. In Colossians 4:13, Paul writes, I bear him witness that he has a great zeal. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, it said, traveled 250,000 miles on horseback, averaging 25 miles a day for 40 years. He preached 40,000 sermons, produced 400 books, and knew 10 languages. At 83, he was annoyed that he couldn't write more than 15 hours a day without his eyes hurting. And at 86, he was ashamed that he couldn't preach more than twice a day. He complained in his diary of an increasing tendency to lie in bed until 5:30 a.m. Seriously. One word describes John Wesley's life. It's a Bible word called zeal. Paul the Apostle writes, Epaphras greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, for I bear him witness that he had a great zeal for you. That's Colossians 4:12-13. We speak of getting up ahead of steam. It's the language of the locomotive. Steam is literally water turned into energy. Kate Eden wrote in the Chicago Tribune, and I quote, you may see it above your whistling tea kettle or on your bathroom mirror. But that's not it. Steam is the clear vapor between the hot water and the invisible heat. As it forms at 212 degrees Fahrenheit, it expands to take up much more space than its liquid state. This explosive expansion, harnessed in a giant locomotive, is what powered 250-ton engines and enabled them to pull 20 or more rail cars through the Blue Ridge Mountains, across the Great Plains, and over the deserts to the west. Indeed, she writes, it's a powerful force. And you know what? Zeal is something you must have if you're going to serve God to the fullest. If you work for God, you must spend time with God. Otherwise, you'll run out of steam.